This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, April 29th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A 5.6 magnitude earthquake in Southland, New Zealand hit at 10:52 a.m. on Monday, reports the Daily Mail. Residents in Dunedin, Queenstown, and Invercargill were among thousands of Kiwis to report rattling. Roughly half of all U.S. workers stand to earn more in unemployment benefits than they did at their jobs before the coronavirus pandemic shut down swaths of the U.S. economy, a result of government relief that employers say is complicating plans to reopen businesses, reports the Wall Street Journal. The package of coronavirus stimulus laws Congress passed and President Trump signed in March include a $600 boost to weekly unemployment benefits through July 31st. As that support is added to state benefits over the coming weeks, the average weekly payment to a laid-off worker should rise to about $978 from the nearly $378 the Labor Department said was paid on average late last year. U.S. Attorney General William Barr has threatened to take legal action against state officials who violate people's civil rights by taking draconian measures to enforce stay-at-home orders, reports the Christian Post. On Monday, Barr sent a two-page memo to federal prosecutors asking them to consider legal action against state and local governments that infringe upon citizens' civil liberties. In addition, he cautioned that even in, quote, times of emergency, the First Amendment and federal law prohibit discrimination against religious institutions and religious believers, end quote. Last week, Pastor Tony Spell of Life Tabernacle Church in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, was placed on house arrest and fitted for a tracking device after refusing to suspend in-person worship services during the coronavirus pandemic, reports FaithWire.com. In March, Pastor Spell discussed his convictions on Dr. Phil's show.
We feel that we are as an essential part of our community as the retail stores. It is in persecution of the faith for us to be asked to close our doors whenever more people are being contacted in those Targets and Walmarts than are in my service. We reach out, we minister to people, we feed people. We're the last stable institution in this community today. I guarantee you that. We want to have the ability to exercise our First Amendment rights, our freedoms that we hold dear, that Congress can pass no laws prohibiting or forbidding us to gather and assemble. That is a conviction of ours. We don't force anybody to come to our services.
Acts 5 verse 29 says, we must obey God rather than man. Pastor Spell cited ways that his church has practically helped the hurting.
With the instability in my community today, I've ministered to two teenage girls, African-American girls, who have attempted suicide this week because their parents have lost their jobs, their schools are closed, they don't get their meals during the day. These are a troublesome time for them. We're ministering to them. We're not a part of the problem.
A Virginia pastor who was served a summons for holding a service for 16 people on Palm Sunday and his church have filed a federal lawsuit against Democratic Governor Ralph Northam for issuing executive orders banning religious gatherings with more than 10 people, saying it violated the Virginia Constitution, reports the Christian Post. Liberty Council, which is representing Pastor Kevin Wilson and Lighthouse Fellowship Church, filed the lawsuit last Friday against Northam, whose COVID Order 55 provides for a penalty of up to a year in jail and or a $2,500 fine. Police served a summons to Wilson for holding a church service on April 5th for 16 people, spaced far apart in a sanctuary that is rated for 293 people, explained Liberty Council. A police officer entered the church without identifying himself and abruptly told the congregation, quote, they could not have more than 10 people spaced 6 feet apart, end quote. Even though parking lots of multiple commercial establishments were filled with hundreds of cars Thursday, Liberty Counsel said, quote, Governor Northam criminalizes religious worship that exceeds 10 people. He has clearly discriminated against Lighthouse Fellowship Church, which provides essential physical, emotional, and spiritual services to the community. This church does not have internet and cannot flip a switch to broadcast online, end quote. In light of these Christian liberty cases, don't forget to register for the free webinar about the loss of Christian liberty during this pandemic conducted by Bill Jack of Worldview Academy. You need to register through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. It starts at 5 p.m. Eastern today, April 29th. Some 44% of Americans think that Jesus sinned, according to the latest findings from the American Worldview Inventory 2020, reports ChristianHeadlines.com. Dr. George Barna, director of research at the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, said, quote, tens of millions of Americans consider themselves to be Christian, but do not believe that God is really in control or cares what happens to them, end quote. 1 Peter 5, verse 8 says, Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. And finally, Christians struggling with pornography are going to need more than Jesus to get over their addiction. And that's no heresy, says Christian apologist and author Josh McDowell, reports the Christian Post. He said, quote, Porn is by far the greatest cancer ever to the church. It is right at this moment destroying more churches, more pastors, more marriages, more people's lives, more relationships than any one thing has ever done simultaneously in history, end quote. Fueled by the 24/7 accessibility of the internet, the porn scourge is worsening in light of how everyone is staying indoors and increasingly isolated because of the coronavirus outbreak. While explaining that Christ alone is sufficient for salvation, McDowell explained that, quote, 98% of people who start watching and become addicted to porn will not make it out of the addiction without others around them, end quote. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, April 29th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.